joining us right now on this Friday morning is Caitlin Collins. She is the White House correspondent for the Daily Caller. Caitlin, good morning. Happy Friday to you.
Good morning. I have been waiting on this Friday all week long. I think this has been a longer week than any other week in this administration.
I imagine that's true when you're down there and it just keeps coming and coming and coming. What's it been like in that White House press room?
It really has been like nothing I've ever seen before. And I think even people who've covered the White House for several administrations agree this week was just so unusual. And every day around that 5:30 hour, a big news story would break every single day for 3 days in a row. So then by like yesterday, we were all kind of wary whenever it was around 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock. No one wanted to leave yet because they wanted to make sure nothing crazy was going to happen. It's been a pretty funny week.
Yeah, it's interesting. We were having that conversation and I said, you know, yesterday was exhausting. It was just exhausting because, and I turned on the TV to get away from, you know, for the internet, and I turned on the TV and I sat down with my lunch. And there's mayhem in Times Square. I said, oh, come on, I'm going to go read a book. So, you know, I went and I got a book.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There was, like, celebrity death, everything. Like, I don't think we missed anything this week.
Yeah, it's just been crazy, and I don't think it can keep going at this pace. Talk a little bit about this whole James Comey thing with Trump allegedly asking James Comey to shut down the investigation into Michael Flynn, which we know James Comey testified on May 3rd that there were no no requests, no obstruction into the investigation. The first time I'm hearing this now is that Trump's advisors are urging him to hire an outside lawyer now with all of this. Do you ever remember a time in a presidency where 100-plus days into the presidency, we have a special counsel, and now the president is being advised to lawyer up?
Yeah, it's gotten really complicated. I almost questioned if Donald Trump is regretting firing James Comey, because without that, they wouldn't have had to appoint the special counsel. So it is very interesting, but in that memo, James Comey alleges that Donald Trump asked him to shut down the investigation into Mike Flynn because he's a good guy. But we heard from the president himself on this yesterday during a press conference with the Colombian president, and he kept it short and sweet. When he got asked about it, he said, nope, next question. So he's denying that he even asked him to do that. He said that didn't happen. But we don't really know. It's his word versus James Comey's. And as we all know, the White House has had a little bit of a credibility problem in the last few months. So it'll be interesting to see how we find out what is going on. We've asked the White House repeatedly if there's a transcript of this conversation. They say they don't know. You know, it's really unclear. So it'll be interesting to see what comes to the light of day.
But it's also interesting, if this did happen, as James Comey, as this alleged phantom memo says, then Comey lied under oath, right?
I'm not sure if he lied under oath. That's a good question. I don't think so, but I'm not a lawyer, so I can't say for sure. But it'll be interesting to see I want to see this memo. I think it's, you know, many people in Congress have requested to see it themselves because they want to get the full story. What does the whole memo say? But we're learning from details from that meeting that Comey was very cautious before he went in, and that Donald Trump had contacted him before. It's unusual for a president to contact the FBI director regularly. And James Comey alleged that he contacted him a lot before the meeting. And James Comey tried to draw a clear line and say, you know, if you have questions about this, there are certain channels you have to go through and certain methods and formalities. You can't just call me up and be like, hey, James, what's up, guy? Am I under investigation? So I think James Comey, you know, he's a very by-the-books kind of guy, and Donald Trump is not.
But nobody ever gave Donald Trump the book. This is the thing. In official Washington, over time you learn, there are channels you're supposed to go through. There are things you're supposed to do. This is what is always required. You should do this. You should do that. Donald Trump doesn't know any of that. This man is a real estate developer. Shouldn't that be, you know, sort of considered in the conversation here, that this is a man who really doesn't understand completely how Washington works, and that's why people elected him?
Yeah, you make a good point. That was something he prided himself on in the campaign. And I think it's hurting him now. He didn't know this. But James Comey says he made it very clear to the president what the standard procedures were for finding out information like this. And then we also had reports, you know, months ago that Reince Priebus was calling James Comey himself and asking him to publicly swat down the allegations that the Trump campaign had been in touch with Russian officials. So we've got, it's a months-long process that is built up here and, you know, really comes to a climax now. So it'll be interesting to see where these next few months takes us. I mean, with a special counsel, there is no time limit. There is no rush. So they're going to take their time on this. So this could be really drawn out over Donald Trump's presidency.
Let me ask you about the trip. He's taking off today for a big trip. You know, can he actually accomplish anything given all the tumult back here in the States?
Yeah, he's got a 9-day trip. He's starting in Saudi Arabia today. He heads out around 2 o'clock. But I've heard there's been rumors that Donald Trump is not very excited about this trip. You know, the administration has had a very long week putting out fires all over the place. And now they've got a 9-day trip that is jam-packed with meetings with foreign leaders and memorials and monuments and whatnot. And I don't think it's going to be a very smooth sailing trip for them. I think they've got a lot going on. And there are also rumblings that Donald Trump's ready to fire a lot of his staff. So they're on edge. It's going to be an interesting mix to, you know, put all of that and take them in an airplane and put them on a big overseas trip where there's a lot of pressure to meet with these high-profile leaders.
Yeah. Although the firing of the staff I find interesting because I think that's something that a lot of people have been saying has to happen because so many of these people are holdovers from the Obama administration and he cannot have these leaks.
They're talking about senior staff, though, White House right now. That's the latest rumor.
Well, maybe they need to go, too, because of these leaks.
We'll leave it right there. Caitlin Collins from The Daily Caller, thank you so much.
Thanks, y'all.